Welcome to the Friday afternoon show on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6 and online. And for the people, by the people, it's Chip
and Spud. Good afternoon, everybody. What a beautiful day it is out there today.
It is.
The sun's shining.
And we have some special guests in
the
studio.
We do. We have some special guests in the studio sitting next to us. We've got Richard Martin and Steph Lux. And they've come all the way over from Northwood. And they're going to talk to us a little bit about a really great initiative that they've started off in Northwood, initially starting as a warm space for people to go and join together. But it's evolved. It's evolved into more of a community hub and where people can socialise. So very good afternoon to Richard and Steph.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
It's great to have you here. So this initiative, it started in December last year. And as you were saying to us in the studio earlier, it sort of evolved from Warm Space. So what actually is Warm Space?
So the Warm Space Initiative sort of evolved in autumn last year as a project for local communities to give people somewhere to go during the cost of living crisis if they needed to be somewhere warm if they couldn't afford their heating bills, basically, was the essence of it, wasn't it, Richard?
Yeah.
But we were quite keen not to make it just for that, because there are people in our community who perhaps are not struggling with their bills, or don't want the stigma of struggling with their bills, but perhaps need to get out and about and have a social interaction with people to beat social isolation and loneliness. So very quickly it became clear that it wasn't just needed as a warm space. It became clear that what we needed was a community hub, and that's what it's become.
So what else do you do at the Warm Space Community Hub?
The kind of things that we put on when we're open, we open on a Tuesday afternoon from 1 till 5 at Northwood Village Hall. So if anybody wants to come on, do come along. We do chess. We're teaching people how to play chess who have never played chess before. We have table football. We're going to have a OAP World Cup next month.
I'll have to come along to that.
Yeah, I think football will have to come along.
I think I'm in that category, Richard.
Chip, and I don't qualify, do we, Chip?
You've got to be OAP.
I don't qualify.
Okay. We do jigsaws, we do board games. We do all sorts of things. It really depends on the people who turn up. And what we found at the beginning, we started it as a warm space, thinking people would want to come to a warm space. What we quickly found out is what they were actually doing was coming from a warm home to a warm space, but turning the heating off at home, thus saving money on the energy bills. We've grown since then. We offer tea, coffee. In the winter months, I make homemade soup.
Do you do hot chocolate?
We do hot chocolate.
Oh, I love hot chocolate. I'm coming then.
we do sausage rolls, we do pasties, fantastic. We do spring rolls, samosas. Yeah. And now we've turned it into a cool space. And we're offering ice creams, ice drinks,
wow.
Fruit punch. This week, because it was half term, we had lots of families along, lots of kids, and it's fantastic. We've managed to secure £6,000 worth of food vouchers that we give out to people. As long as there's a qualifying list, but most people that apply get their £50 food voucher, which we've got Aldi food vouchers because Aldi is in our parish.
Yes.
And people go along and it helps them out. And what we've found now, what it combats is that social isolation of people, that they come out, they come to us, and they've all become friends.
Yeah, I mean, getting people together and socialising, particularly people that live on their own and feel that isolation and loneliness, having somewhere to go like that, just at the moment it's once a week on Tuesday afternoons from 1 till 5.
Yeah.
Is there a particular age group or is it open to anyone?
It's open to everybody. I think the youngest we've had have been children as little as, well, we've had babies, haven't we, come in with their mums. I think our most mature regular is 96 years old.
Wow.
We've got a 90-year-old who plays the harmonica On a regular basis. He's actually part of our chess team, isn't he?
Yeah.
Ukulele's coming in next week. I'm slightly nervous of this impromptu band that's forming between them all.
No, we'll have to play at for Isle of Wight Festival.
Yes, well, I think that's Richard's goal, quite frankly. We're incredibly diverse, and we welcome absolutely anybody. We've had people from out of parish as well who have come along.
Well, thanks, Steph and Richard. We're going to carry on talking to Steph and Richard. Carry on talking about the community hub at Northwood.
So we're going to talk about...
Let's talk a little bit more about what's happening in Northwood. A great initiative there. Started off as Warm Space in December, but it's evolved into more of a community hub, and it's for all age groups. And you can tell us, Richard and Steph, a little bit more about some of the speakers that come in and also the activities.
They're not so much speakers as experts who are on hand to give advice and to help. We don't do a presentation each week. What happens is people like Sinead Adams, who's our community resilience officer, she's also our environmental officer for Cowes. She comes in and she'll sit with groups of people and chat through issues with them if they need to. Our parish councillors are always on hand. There's Richard and I, but there's often other members of the team there to talk about issues, and it's a great opportunity for us to hear from people about things that are going on in the village that we might not have picked up on, so potholes and things like that. We've also had our local PCSO officer Luke come in with other police members. I was away for that one. They came the week before last. We've had somebody from from Citizens Advice come in. We're planning on getting somebody from the Footprint Trust to come in.
That's right.
But it's quite an informal sit and chat to people set up as opposed to a presentation. Oh, there was somebody from the Health Watch as well.
That's right.
Came a few weeks ago.
And I've trained as a community first aider, which was through Citizens Advice, where I don't necessarily offer advice, but I can signpost people to where they need to go when they've got a problem. And I did that through Citizens Advice, and that was great, and sent lots of people, pointed them in the right direction. And as you said at the beginning, it's grown from this warm space into the cool space, and it's a community hub now where people come along, and we have all sorts of people, all sorts of age groups that come along from all different backgrounds.
So how many people would you say would normally come on?
We could get up to 35 people there. But it's different people. And each week, and they come at different times. They seem to have their own time slots.
So let's get the timings right. It's on Tuesdays, and it's open from...
From half past one.
From half past one.
I said 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. Half past one.
It's like an open house type thing. People can come whenever they like within that time slot.
So if people want to find out a little bit more about it, they might not have heard us on the show.
How can they
contact you?
Contact and find out more.
So we've got a Facebook page which is up and running now, Northwood Parish Council Facebook page. We've obviously got a website. The best email address will be Richard's email address,
which is RWM, which Romeo Whiskey Mike @me.com.
Okay, thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
Now, Steph, you were just saying there that you've opened up the doors as well with this hot weather that we've had, and it's quite sticky inside. So you've opened up the doors. You've got a garden there for the younger ones.
Yeah, so behind the village hall in Northwood, there's a lovely field which we can open up the back doors of the hall to. And on Tuesday, because it's half term, we had a few families there with children who wanted to run around, which isn't always appropriate inside when we've got people with mobility issues. So we opened up the back doors. There's picnic benches out there and picnic blankets, and they can go out and enjoy the sunshine if they want to, take an ice cream outside and go and enjoy the field.
Well, I'll have to go for the ice cream.
Chip wants to go for the ice cream.
And a cup
You're
of tea.
You're always welcome, Chip.
And I'm going to come for the OAP football.
Yeah.
Is it football or OAP games?
It's table football.
Oh, table football.
Table football.
Oh, brilliant.
But you need a partner. Could it be two aside?
That's it. I'll have Chip.
He's not OAP.
I'm not OAP
He doesn't qualify, does he?
Don't qualify yet.
He can referee.
He's too young.
I can referee.
You could, yes. Red card for Spud.
Red card for Spud.
They haven't even started.
Chip's the referee and I'll be the cheerleader.
Yeah.
Well, it's been great to listen to this fantastic initiative that you've started in Northwood. you know, people, if you want to go along, it's on Tuesdays from 1:30 till 5 at Northwood Village Hall.
I think one last thing I would say, Spud, is that we're not the only village to be doing it. So okay. there are community hubs all over the island that have run warm spaces. Rich has got a quick list. If we've got time for him to quickly tell me.
Would you mention a couple?
I would actually advise people to do is go on the Isle of Wight Council website and just type in warm spaces and you'll find them all over the island.
That's fantastic.
All operating. You'll also find a list of the pantries and the food banks. Very quickly, the difference between a pantry and a food bank is food bank, you need to have been referred there, where a pantry, you pay £5 a week and you get £15 worth of food in return.
And
I just encourage people to use that wherever they can, especially...
Fantastic. So people go to the Isle of Wight website and look at the Warm Space initiative there,
yeah.
And you'll find out lots of places on the island, not just in Northwood, where they're doing this sort of thing, which is fantastic.
Just a fact, in the country, on a weekly basis during the winter, over 500,000 people were attending Warm Spaces.
Wow, that's incredible, isn't it?
That's incredible.
A great initiative. Right, well, thanks again, Richard and Steph,
coming into
the
studio. Thank you, Rich.
It's been great to
what you're
doing.
Coming in.
And good luck with it for all for the future.
Thank you very much.